adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Jungle Jim Bradley broke up the furniture in his hotel room and then telephoned a newspaper telling them that he had disappeared. A short time later, Kohler reported to the Singapore police, telling them that Jungle Jim had been seized in his hotel room. Kohler was arrested, and suspicion was immediately cast on Shanghai Lil. Meanwhile, Lil is unaware of Jim's mysterious disappearance. Calling on Harvey Brent, she is surprised by the newspaper stories and particularly by the fact that the police are reported to be looking for her. Brent believes that she knows something about the mystery, and as our story closed, he threatened her with death unless she produced Bradley immediately. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. What is the meaning of Jim's disappearance? Shanghai Lil is still with Harvey Brent on his ship, which lies in Singapore's harbor. She is reading the newspaper story, which tells of the Jungle Jim Bradley mystery.
Go on, Miss DeVril. Read it all.
All the furniture in Bradley's room at the hotel was found smashed, leading the police to suspect he was seized by two or more men and that he put up a terrific fight. The police are also looking for Shanghai Lil. Brent, what does this mean? Where is Jim?
That's the question I'm waiting for you to answer.
Me? Say, wait a minute. I'm just beginning to get this. Do you think I had anything to do with it?
The police do, Mr. Vril. If you didn't put Jungle Jim Bradley out of the way, who did?
Offhand, Brent, I'd suspect you.
If I had him, do you think I'd waste my time talking to you?
Brent, if you're lying to me, you'll find out what it means to double-cross Lily DeVril.
Must I remind you that you're hardly in a position to make threats?
Listen, Brent, I'm not afraid of you. Get out of my way. I'm going to shore.
Not so fast, Mr. Vril.
I said get out of my way, and I meant it. If you don't think so, take a look at this.
Put that gun away, you fool.
Unlock that door.
I thought you wanted to work for me.
I do. But you might as well find out that Lily DeVril does things in her own way. If you don't want a bullet through you, let me out of here.
Miss DeVril, I think you're bluffing.
All right, just stand in front of that door until I count three and you'll find out. One, two...
You win. And you also get the job.
Well, now we're getting somewhere. If you still want Bradley brought here, I'll get him if he's in Singapore.
What about the police?
Leave them to me. I'll have the meeting out of my hands.
Yes, I think you will. You're a very clever and determined woman, Miss DeVril.
Thanks. You're not bad yourself when you act human. Come on, let's go.
Right. I'll call a man to row you ashore when we get on deck.
Okay, Brent.
I've only three members of the crew aboard. Straight ahead, Mr. Vril.
Okay. I'll wait here by the rail. Make it snappy, Brent. What's that?
It's be a motorboat, Mr. Vril.
It was right at the side of the ship, near that porthole. Somebody was spying on us.
Yes. Someone who must be stopped.
You know who it was?
Yes, Mr. Vril. I've seen that boat before. It belongs to Lee Wong. That fellow knows too much. I'll have him taken care of.
While this scene has been taking place in the harbor, a solitary figure dressed in sailor's clothes has been prowling around the shipyard on Singapore's notorious waterfront. He listens intently as a motorboat approaches across the darkened water.
Yeah, looks like I'm in a spot now. Yep, they're coming in here all right. Oh, I'll have to keep out of sight. Maybe the police. They'll see me, sure. No place to hide on this pier.
You will wait here until I return.
We won.
Shut up, motor.
Here he comes. Boy, I'm in for it now.
Who is there? I can see you. Step out here.
Oh, Governor, I was wondering if you'd give the seafaring man a job. They told me there was a ship tied up down here, and...
How did you get into the shipyard after the gates were closed?
Well, you see, Governor, I needed a job, and I was told there was a ship here that was...
It is said that only thieves come in the night.
No. No, I'm not a thief, Governor. Really, I'm just a sailor out of work.
Let me look at you.
Honest, I just want a job is all.
So, you are a sailor now, Jungle Jim Bradley.
Oh. Huh? So you know me?
Yes. Permit me to introduce myself. I am Lee Wong. It was my belief that I was one of four who have already given you employment.
Okay, Lee Wong. You win.
You were watching the boat that lies in midstream, Mr. Bradley?
No. As a matter of fact, I was looking over your shipyard.
So?
I've already seen the yards of Krantz, Smithers, and Harvey Brent. I wanted to see what equipment the four of you own.
It is written that a wise man is also a strong man. Come into my office, Mr. Bradley. Perhaps I can help you.
Lead the way, Lee Wong.
Wait. I will unlock the door. You will make yourself comfortable, Mr. Bradley.
Oh, thank you.
It is most fortunate that we meet, Mr. Bradley. Tonight, I have heard your name mentioned.
My name?
Yes. Your presence is desired on the ship which lies in the harbor.
What do you mean, Lee Wong?
Patience, my boy. First, you will tell me why you suspect me of being the ghost of Java Seas.
I don't suspect you nor anyone else yet. I was only looking around. I'm convinced that the ghost has some connections here in Singapore. Connections with one of the four big shipping companies.
Again, you are wise. And a wise man needs little counsel. Those of my race cannot go far without faith, Mr. Bradley. Do you understand?
Yes, I've heard the expression often. Faith corresponds to, to what we call honor.
It means even more than that, Mr. Bradley. Once a Chinese has broken his word, he can never again have face or honor. I give you my word. I am not the ghost.
I believe you, Lee Wong.
It is well.
Now I'll tell you my plan.
Yes?
You probably know that I was supposed to have disappeared this afternoon.
The trick did not fool me.
Well, I want to get to Borneo, Lee Wong. And I don't want the others to know that I've gone there. What's more, I want to go on one of your ships.
I see. It can be arranged. I have one sailing tomorrow evening.
Unless I'm mistaken, Lee Wong, that ship will never reach port.
What makes you believe that?
Because the last victim of the ghost was Krantz. The ghost tried to ruin him, and you prevented it by lending him money. That's not going to be forgotten, Lee Wong. You're next.
So, you too thought of that, Mr. Bradley. To have knowledge is to be warned.
Well, I'm convinced that the next ship you send out will be attacked, and I want to be aboard her.
You shall be.
Good. Now, what about the ship that lies in the harbor? You said my name was mentioned.
The ship belongs to one of your countrymen, Mr. Bradley. He was visited by one of your countrywomen tonight. She agreed to bring you aboard by force if necessary.
One of my country women?
Yes.
Was it Shanghai Lil?
I believe she is known by that name, and also by Lily DeVril.
Oh. So Lil is turned against me, huh? Whose ship is it, Brent's?
Since you know, it is unnecessary for me to tell you. You would do well to stay here where you won't be seen until my ship sails.
Perhaps you're right. But I've got one job to do first. I've got to get Kolu.
I have not had the honor of hearing of him.
He's my number one boy. I sent him to the police this afternoon to report my disappearance. And he didn't come back as we planned. They're probably holding him.
He is to go with you?
Yes, but I can't go to the police. Will you get him out for me, Lee Wong?
I will see that he is freed.
Good. I'm sure that if you went to the police and asked them to release him, they would.
There is a better way, Mr. Bradley.
How? I don't understand.
We will help him to break out of jail. Then we will bring him here.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Lee Wong. Isn't that rather dangerous? We don't want to get in trouble with the authorities.
That will be taken care of. Come, Mr. Bradley. If your boy disappears from a jail cell, it will leave your enemies more mystified. It may even trap the girls.
The next morning, while Singapore's shipping circles are buzzing over the disappearance of Jungle Jim Bradley and the jailbreak of the night before, Laura Krantz receives a visitor.
Yes?
Hello, Laura. I'm Neely DeVril. I want to talk to you.
To me?
Yes. Well, don't you know me? You must have heard Jungle Jim Bradley speak of me. This is urgent. Can I come in?
Of course. Is there anything wrong?
Close the door. All right. Let's have the truth. Where's Jungle Jim?
You're asking me.
Yes, and you're going to tell me. Where is he?
I don't know.
Listen to me, you. I want the truth.
But I haven't seen Jim. Not since yesterday afternoon.
What did he tell you?
That's my business.
Yes? Well, I'm going to make it mine. Did Jim tell you where he was going?
If he did, you'll never find out. Read the papers. You'll find out as much from them as you will from me.
You don't think I believe that stuff about Jim being seized, do you? It was a trick and you know it.
I don't know anything about it. But I do know this. If Jim wants you to know where he is, he'll get in touch with you.
Yeah?
Now, if you don't mind, I'm busy.
Don't open that door. I'm not going yet.
Oh, yes, you are. Get out.
Not until I've had a little talk with you. If you won't tell me where Jim is, you're going with me.
What makes you think so?
This gun. Now, unless you want to get hurt, come along. I've got a car outside.
You wouldn't dare use that revolver.
No. Lily DeVril dares to do anything. Come on. Since Jim is so fond of you, I'll use you as bait.
What do you mean?
I mean that you and I are going to take a trip. You're going to send word to Jim where you are.
And then I suppose you think he'll come after me.
Well, that's the general idea.
It won't work, Mr. DeVril.
If it doesn't, you'll wish it had.
Yes. Let's see how you like this.
Wait, you can... Here, give me that gun.
I'm giving orders now, Mr. Real. Sit down.
Wait, you...
We've got a lot of things to talk over.
Has Shanghai Lil met her match at last? And what of Jim and Kolo? Will they get away to Borneo without more trouble? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the Katzenjammer Kids, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, The Little King, Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.